Democrats have found their new poster boy heading into the November election. His name is Dexter Reed. Dexter was fatally shot by Chicago police after he opened fire on law enforcement. Now, they won't tell you that, of course. They're more concerned that police returned fire because, well, they gave him about 96 bullets. But they won't tell you exactly who Dexter is or, you know, that he shot at police 11 times and hit an officer. So let's watch the body cam footage, and then let's discuss it on the other end of that.
Unlock the doors now! Open the door now! Open the door now! Open the door now!
Now, as you saw there, that was Dexter Reed being pulled over by police, and it was apparently over a seatbelt violation. But when Dexter opened fire on law enforcement, they returned fire. And as you saw towards the end of that video, Dexter somehow, even after they started putting, you know, shooting their guns in his direction, he actually was able to get out of the driver's seat and make his way around the vehicle. And that's the reason why officers continued to open fire. But you won't hear the truth about any of this, not from the media, not from Democrats, or not from his own mother, who sees that he did no wrong. Take a listen.
He had just bought his new car 3 days before that, and he was just riding around in his car. He said, "Mom, go for a ride." And they killed him.
You get extra points for the fake fainting at the end of that. But listen, guys, the reality is he is not just a boy who was driving around in his car. He is somebody who is, first off, 26 years old. They're using old photos of him, of course, from his high school years. But he is a 26-year-old man who opened fire on law enforcement. He actually shot a police officer. So that fake little faint you saw there really doesn't highlight the level of disgustingness that that man committed. He had no problem trying to take out a Chicago police officer that day. He made that decision. But if you turn over to the Chicago mayor, who many of you know is a communist, he actually doesn't even think that he did anything wrong, that the suspect did anything wrong. Mayor Brandon Johnson is his name. He went on air and literally said this.
In Chicago, I'm personally devastated to see yet another young black man lose his life during an interaction with the police. Our heart breaks for the family of Dexter Reed.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson obviously sitting there and playing up the narrative as if this was just a, you know, police shooting that involved an innocent man. No, what he won't tell you is that man shot 11 times at police officers, shooting one of them in the arm. And well, he doesn't want you to find out about that, of course, because we're heading into an election in November and they love drumming up the racial tensions in this country. This happens every year when we have a major election. As many of you guys know, they did it with George Floyd. They buried the truth and they're doing it now in Chicago. But it's important to understand that outlets like CNN are running old photos of Dexter. They're running photos of him from his high school graduation, it looks like. Photos that are from years ago. Look at this. This is a photo that came out by the law firm The law firm pushed this image out. Of course, CNN's using it because he looks like an innocent young man. But in fact, he's 26 years old at the time of his death. 26 years old. But if they wanted to go with the recent photo of Dexter, all they had to do was use his mugshot. It's only about 5 months old. That would be the good one to put out there. But of course, they chose not to because it doesn't play into their narrative. Now, it's important to understand that Dexter was actually out. And well, he was out because he was charged just months prior with having a gun. Those charges were still pending. But none of this surprises you. Of course, this is what a liberal wasteland looks like. There's tons of gun violence. They target police. The politicians downplay the criminals and their role in all of this. It's really no surprise here. Now, if you go to the Washington Post, folks, that article is pretty egregious in itself. Because for the first 8 paragraphs, they won't tell you that Dexter opened fire on law enforcement at first. No, no, no. They say police fired 96 shots in 41 seconds, killing black man during traffic stop. Again, drumming up racial tensions. I gotta tell you, folks, if I were to open fire on law enforcement when they're just trying to simply pull me over to discuss why I don't have a seatbelt on, I'm not opening fire on law enforcement. And if I were to open fire on law enforcement, guess what? I'd expect that they'd kill me then and there. It's not a race issue. What it is an individual who should have acted calmly, kept his hands on the steering wheel, and not reached for a gun, not opened fire on law enforcement, not opened fire 11 times. But we can't talk about that. Of course, we've got to continue going through this. And the best part is Twitter now, since obviously Elon Musk took over, Twitter's refusing to allow them to keep spinning this narrative thanks to community notes. And you'll see that they actually are the ones checking folks who are improperly representing what took place that day. Again, admitting that he did, in fact, Dexter Reed, open fire on law enforcement first. So again, they don't want anyone to defend themselves. They want you to allow all of these criminals to go wild and do whatever they want to do because they're the victims, not you. If police lost one of their officers that day, guess what? Nobody would have cared. CNN, The Washington Post, MSNBC, none of them would have ran the story. They don't give a rat's ass about the innocent. They only care about the criminals. And that's the reality that we live in right now in our country. Now, it's important to understand just the key facts, folks. This is how we break down their narrative. Remind your family members, the ones you don't agree with politically, when they see this story, don't get upset. Number one, he opened fire on law enforcement first. Number two, he shot at them 11 times. Number three, he hit an officer with one of his bullets, okay? So you can't sit there and say that it was innocent. He was shooting there. He wasn't. He was shooting at law enforcement. And number four, he was out on another criminal charge. This is not somebody who was just trying to defend himself, was worried for his life. This is somebody who is, in fact, a criminal. And his mom won't tell you that. His family members won't tell you that because, well, now they're looking for a massive settlement from the city of Chicago. And so they're going to keep pushing and they're going to keep drumming up this racial tension narrative because they're going to hope that's going to piss off the American people enough where they pour out into the streets and they do another summer of love. So if you're looking to avoid getting into a shootout with law enforcement, let me just give you some advice. Don't open fire on police first. Don't have a gun on you and then show it off in front of law enforcement. Be calm, be respectful, and do as you're told. And that's the best way to make sure that you won't end up in a situation like this. It's common sense, folks. Nothing else about it.